From theexpress.co.uk, Germany plots tax on British motorists to cover growing bill of its 1.1 million migrants. Germany is plotting to levy a punitive tax on British motorists to help subsidise the growing bill for coping with the millions of migrants flooding towards its borders. It has emerged. This is by Nick Gutteridge. From January the 16th, 2016. The country's finance minister provoked outright fury when he suggested that a windfall tax should be slapped on petrol in the UK to raise cash to combat the refugee crisis. Wolfgang Schäuble said the European Union should be able to milk motorists for every litre of petrol sold on our shores, with the proceeds going towards helping states cope with the influx of migrants. Critics branded the proposal pernicious and said it demonstrates how Britain will never be free of EU madness unless it votes to leave the 28-nation bloc. The scheme is bound to infuriate David Cameron, coming at a critical time for his much-criticised negotiations to wrestle back key powers from Brussels ahead of an in-out referendum on Britain's membership. And now we're in May, we know exactly how that went. In a controversial interview with respected broadsheet paper Süddeutsche Zeitung, Mr. Schäuble, who is Angela Merkel's right-hand man, said that no measures should be off the table when it comes to dealing with the migrant crisis. He said, quote, "I have said if the funds are not sufficient in the national budgets and the European budget, then let us agree, for example, that we impose a levy on each litre of gasoline at a certain height. The problem must be solved at a European level, otherwise it won't just be Germany that suffers the consequences, as some seem to think, but our neighbours will be massively affected too, as will the Balkans, and all the way down to Greece. Things are moving too slowly in Europe. I support, with the full force of my convictions, what the Chancellor says. We need to solve the problem, starting with Europe's external borders. Europe will find itself in an even bigger crisis. Why should we not arrange to meet European leaders if the task is so urgent? We need to secure the Schengen external borders now. The solution to these problems must not fail due to a limitation of funds." End quote. The controversial proposal is likely to spark outright fury in other countries, especially frontline states, which blame Mrs. Merkel for fueling the huge influx of migrants into the continent. Many other EU members believe that the German leader's offer to house all Syrian refugees was reckless and ill thought out, and hold her responsible for the huge migratory pressures they've endured since. It also provoked anger in Britain, which is not part of the Schengen zone, but would still be expected to comply with such a tax. UKIP's migration spokesman Stephen Wolfe said that it proves the UK will never be free of Brussels' meddling unless it votes to leave the EU in the upcoming referendum. He said, quote, "This is a pernicious idea from a German finance minister who's having to find the money to pay for Mrs. Merkel's disastrous open-door asylum policy. The desperation of German policymakers to fix their colossal mistake of welcoming so many migrants in such an uncontrolled way is not something that the UK motorist should be liable for. The days when Britain picked up the tab for German folly are long gone. What's more worrying is that Schäuble thinks that it's now within his remit to propose EU-wide tax policy affecting all members. It is yet another example of what Britain can expect if we don't vote to leave the EU." End quote. The revelations will also seriously dent Mr. Cameron's hopes of keeping Britain in the EU, coming at a particularly delicate time in his faltering negotiations with other European leaders. One of the Prime Minister's key reform pledges is to exempt the UK from being adversely affected by decisions taken by Eurozone countries, including having to contribute to future bailouts of debt-ridden countries such as Greece. But these developments show that Britain could still be stung by other European countries for huge amounts of cash to pay for problems in which we play no part, including the chaotic disintegration of the Schengen zone. The EU's head of migration warned that the 28-nation bloc will fall apart if the free movement zone fails, indicating that member states must do everything possible to keep it intact, regardless of the societal cost. Germany took in 1.1 million migrants last year after Mrs. Merkel threw open the doors to all asylum seekers from Syria. But her open-door policy has provoked a furious backlash in recent weeks following revelations that refugees have been linked to a series of horrific sex crimes, including the rapes on New Year's Eve in Cologne when 1,000 migrant men went on the rampage targeting women out celebrating. And this is something that I've covered earlier on Alan's Antics. Since then, revelations about more sex assaults which took place last autumn have begun to emerge, raising fears that politically correct authorities have presided over a sinister cover-up to protect the reputations of migrants. One of Mrs. Merkel's Conservative Party deputy leaders rejected the idea of an extra taxation to cover the cost of the migrant crisis, saying countries like Germany have big enough budget surpluses to cope. Julia Krochner said, quote, "I'm strictly against any tax increase in light of the good budgetary situation," end quote. The German leader's political rivals also blasted the plan, with the Deputy Social Democrat Party Ralf Stegner saying, quote, "We Social Democrats want to hold society together instead of dividing it with a new refugee toll a la Schäuble," end quote. The head of one of Germany's biggest and most powerful regions threatened to take Mrs. Merkel's government to court over its open-door policy, adding to the growing pressure on her to crack down on the number of new arrivals. Horst Seehofer, the head of Bavaria and previously a steadfast ally of the German leader, said he will have no other choice but to file a lawsuit with the country's federal court if the number of migrants is not slashed. Bavaria, which shares a lengthy border with Austria, is at the forefront of the European migrant crisis, with thousands of refugees arriving every single day. And of course, things have moved on since January, but we can still blame the EU. And Mrs. Merkel has still got to take some of the blame for ridiculous ideas like hiking our fuel prices here in the UK to pay for one of her ridiculous decisions.